With Laura Fox. Podcast.
Now, Pride events have been running all month and the big march is coming up this Saturday in Dublin. It is, of course, the 50th anniversary of Dublin Pride. And a very important part of that march is Paws Pride. And I'm delighted to be joined by Enda McGrattan, better known as Veda, and Robbie Lauder from the Paws Vibes podcast. You are very welcome along to the show.
We are delighted.
Thank you. Happy Pride.
Oh, happy Pride is right. You were absolutely bringing sunshine today. We're obsessed with it. Full of, well, actually, Enda, you're full of colour. Robbie.
I know, I'm sweating. It wasn't a great idea. You have me even sweating more now, Laura.
Do you know what has me buzzing though? Paws Pride.
Paws Pride
on the air. It gives me chill.
I love it.
Like such joy to be able to say it. But tell us all about Paws Pride happening this Saturday, the second year. I'd say you can kind of relax into it a little bit more, can you?
Sure. Yeah. Yes. Well, Paws, first of all, for anyone who doesn't know at home, is a slang word for positive people living with HIV, like myself and Robbie are HIV positive. So that's where it comes from. And last year we had our own section in the parade with our Paws Vibe tribe. They're our family. And the message basically is that if you're living with HIV and you see us, we love you and we want you to come and join us.
Amazing.
So, and if you're an ally, please join us as well. So we have our own little section in the parade, which is behind the George float, so we can avail of all of the music and the vibes from the drag queens. And last year was the first time we did it, and it was a little bit scary because we weren't sure how we'd be received or how it would go. Mm-hmm. But I'm delighted to say it was amazing. We got such incredible support from the community. And so this year, I'm super relaxed. And
I can tell. You can tell by your voice. It's like you were just absolutely buzzing to get stuck into it again. I do get that, though. The first time doing anything is daunting, but especially making such a huge statement. And, you know, the conversation has been opened over the last couple of years amongst the general public, not even in just the LGBTQ plus community. But it has to be scary to put yourself essentially at the forefront of it and going, okay, let's do this. We've been talking about it for long enough.
Can I just say for the records, that's what we do, Robbie and I, because we had the first ever podcast for people living with HIV in the world. Mm-hmm. And now there are several more that have followed in our tracks. And this year we started focusing on a new topic, a crisis within the queer community, which is a practice called chemsex, which is where drugs and sex collide. And we were the first people to do that too. And now there are two more podcasts focusing on chemsex within the community as well. So shout out to you, Robbie Lawler.
Well, we love the taboo, don't we? Anything that the community doesn't want to talk about, we talk about. We go in, you know, head first. And people are just so generous with their times and stories. Mm-hmm. And we know that it's stories that change hearts and minds. And you mentioned, you know, it's kind of the 50th anniversary of Pride in Dublin. Well, around 40 years ago was the first time that we've reported, you know, AIDS-related cases. Mm-hmm. And since 1996, people really stopped dying of AIDS because we had access to medicines in Ireland. So people live as long as anyone else and we can't pass on HIV to our partners. But yet so many people stayed quiet, even though HIV infections were rising in our community. So Veda came to me and was like, let's just platform the voices of people. Let's remove this weird stigma and shame around living with HIV or even just sex in the community. So just providing a platform like you're doing with us now to share our stories and to kind of humanize what it is to live with HIV, change the game.
This is it. Humanize it. You know, like realize that there are people that we know that are living with it, but it's not this scary. It is obviously scary, but like, you know, once you have the information, you can tackle anything and it makes it safer to live with this.
Can we give the information? I have a visual here. I know we're on the radio.
Go on, you might as well. I'll speak it. Okay, so it's you equals you on this on the back of this beautiful jacket that Veda is modelling for us. So you equals you stands for undetectable equals untransmittable. And basically, people living with HIV, we take one pill a day, okay? Yeah. It freshens our breath. Is there a side effects? And it gets the virus so low in our body, so it doesn't attack our immune system. Yeah. So my immune system's just like yours. But it also gets to so low in our body that we can't pass on HIV sexually. The risk is an absolute zero, so yeah. untransmittable. So basically, the funny thing is, the safest people to have sex with not to pass on HIV are people who actually know their status, who are on effective treatment and have an undetectable viral load. Like, I'm with my partner 10 years, he's HIV negative, and he just can't get HIV off me. And another thing, let's just shout out to the women here. Women can have children without fear of passing on HIV to kids now. So medically, we are there. And there's really great news. We have injections that we can have once every 2 months rather than taking a pill once every day. We're going to have one that's two injections a year rather than a pill in the pipeline every day. So, like, medically, absolutely incredible. It's a chronic health condition. No one wants yeah. one. But if you were to get HIV, you should not live in this closet for any reason. Mm-hmm. Shame shouldn't belong in your life. You deserve to be loved as long as like everyone else, and have a great yeah. sex life. So that's the joy that we bring at Pros Pied, and just to give all this
exactly.
great message.
But also, Robbie, if you weren't spreading this message, there could be somebody out there that didn't know and will be in more danger. So, you know, you guys are doing great thing. Also, the jacket end
is amazing.
Oh my god, it is absolutely phenomenal.
Fight okay. fire with fashion.
Yeah.
You did mention there about chemsex, and that was a topic that you recently discussed on the podcast. You obviously said yeah. that, you know, other people are starting to speak about it now as well. What are the main messages that you would give about that?
Firstly, that, you know, that the drugs that people are using in that community are way stronger than the ones that maybe we used in our youth in mm-hmm. the club community. And for that reason, there's a greater risk of addiction and a greater risk of overdose. So just greater risks in general. Yeah. So educate yourselves about it. Mm-hmm. Also, I think it's important, since we're on air, to mention that our documentary film, How to Tell a Secret, is on Netflix. If anyone living with HIV wants to know more about us or our tribe, or wants to get to know us personally, it's a good place to start.
Honestly, we love a TV wreck around
here. I know.
Thanks so much. We love making sure our evenings are looked after. Right. Another thing that you guys discussed on the pod was daddy dates. What's this all about?
Yeah, well, you know, I have a film in the Gays Film Festival. If you're looking for a date.
Sorry, silver screen who?
Yeah.
Look at
can't
this.
Get them off the screen.
And it's a biopic, basically. And it's about being 51 years queer in Dublin in the Irish scene. And I, like many other people of my age, have found it more challenging to stay engaged with the community, mm-hmm. especially after COVID. A lot of people, I think, of my age felt less connected to the scene, and some of them even started to become shut-ins, in my opinion. And a lot of that's got to do with ageism and body shaming and just the idea that only young people are allowed to dance and party and enjoy all of the fruits of our queer labor. So Daddy Dates is about reclaiming the queer community for older queer men like me. And I'm really trying to fight the isolation experienced by a lot of older mm-hmm. people, especially in this case, queer men. And what we're going to do is we're going to get young guys who are living with HIV to go on dates with people who are 15 or 20 years their senior, and exchange their stories and their knowledge and their sexual history mm-hmm. and really get to know what the differences are and see what wisdom falls between the cracks.
Well, like the Parcilla Blacks, that's what yeah, it's going to be a plan. Now, these dates are obviously very platonic, you yeah. know, but it's just to kind of create that intergenerational dialogue that we've so missed. When Veda brought this kind of idea to my attention, I couldn't have loved it more, because much to my own shame, I remember when I was younger in a club and or in a bar and just seeing like the older man having a pint on his own. I remember saying very clearly to my friends, that's my worst nightmare, being alone at a bar. Yeah. And I remember thinking it so strongly. And when I actually dig deep is, why wasn't I go up just chatting to these people? Yeah. Like, and also, I love having a drink by myself these days in a bar. But it's just so funny how I was like, it's us and them. It's almost this separation between us. And I think what Daddy Dates really does is it removes that middle. It's like, actually, we're all part of the same community. Why just can't we have these lovely conversations and get to know our history from a youth perspective?
Well, the history as well is so important. And, you know, you can't know anything about this without having these conversations. And you'll have buckets of stories to tell people.
Too many. Yeah. It'd be three dates.
Well, I mean, you should probably get a podcast or something. But look, okay, you mentioned it as well a couple of seconds ago there, Robbie, just about, you know, it's 50 years of Pride, right? Come a long way in 50 years. Yeah. Like, even, you know, the Pride events that have been happening all month, the Pride parade that is happening this weekend, it's so exciting. But where would you like to see the whole conversation and the narrative go in the next 50 years?
Well, I think transphobia is a huge problem inside and outside of the LGBTQI community. Just because you're queer, it doesn't mean you can't be transphobic. Mm-hmm. And really, that our trans siblings don't get the support or healthcare that they deserve. So Trans Pride is coming up in July, I think the 13th of July. Anyway, that's a very important thing that I'd love us to focus on. And
for me, we got to fight like hell. Because, yes, so much has happened, but it feels like we're actually regressing in so many issues. Do you know, we've seen a regression on women and their safety in this mm-hmm. country. And that's very much tied to homophobia and transphobia as well. With this rise of the far right, which we're seeing all over the world, that yeah. directly affects our community. We've seen it time again and again. So we have to stand up and fight back true love to overcome the anger. But we have to continue to get to the root causes of where this anger is coming in society. And that's where queer power really comes in, because we have such a strong history of mobilisation, not just on queer rights, but, you know, alongside feminism, feminist movements too. But also we need to fight for better access to housing, so we're not like spending 70% of our wages on rents. These are huge issues within our community too. There's a mental health epidemic. You know, HIV is still there. When we have all the tools to eliminate new HIV infections, we can eliminate HIV stigma. There's fight after fight that we need to fight for. So although we see regression there, I think that we right now need to mobilise more than ever. And that is my message for this Pride.
Well, I think that everybody can get involved by joining in the Pride Parade and, you know, just cheering on the sidelines and everything, because it is so exciting. The theme this year is Shine. Like, what does that mean for the LGBTQ plus community?
Well, for a drag queen, that's a nightmare. Because I like a matte finish, you know what I mean? And the last thing
I
want to do...
I can help you out here, okay?
I want to do is shine. You know, in daylight, in drag. Yeah. Oh my God. But really, it just, I think, means that, you know, when you maybe grow up in a closet or you find yourself in a HIV closet, it's a dark place and the doors are closed. And you just got to kick the doors off that thing and come out in the sparkliest dress you can find. Mm-hmm. People have to step into themselves and really allow yourself to shine. Embrace yourself. That self-love, I think, really is what saves the day.
But also, I can't understand how anybody just wouldn't want to be involved in that. Like, even just that kind of a vibe. And this is what I said to you guys off air before we came on to do this. Is like, the one thing I get so excited about, especially about Dublin Pride, is how the vibe completely changes around the place. And I don't use vibe as very flippantly, like, the vibes are... But I just mean that... Yeah. Of course, I know you do. But I do mean it in a sense of, like, you know, the mood just changes. Mm. It's very exciting. There's so many smiley faces. There's so many rainbows around the place. It's so colourful. It's just, you can't but not be happy. Yeah. We spoke to Shobzy recently about his gig with the RTE Concert Orchestra. Did either of you manage to catch that?
I was there.
That was stunning, front row and centre.
It was absolutely incredible. And you know, I didn't know Shobzy before, and they blew my mind. Absolutely stunning. What a voice. Incredible.
Breathtaking.
Yeah.
Like,
really
absolutely phenomenal. Away from the big events, queer culture spaces got kind of cleared out by COVID. You guys spoke about daddy dates and all that, but is there anything else that has been done to revive
Strictly them? Pole dancing at the George on Wednesday night, which is my pole dancing
anything
show.
Anything that the George doesn't do.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
my
started
God.
Pole dancing in 2009, and we've been doing it every Pride and every Christmas, North Pole dancing, since then. And it's one of the biggest shows in the George ever. Every year, and it's stunning. So please do come along. It's a mix of drag queens who can just about pole dance and world class pole dancers like Lizette from from Wake and Terry Fierce from the Fierce Studio. They together are the world pole dancing duo.
Yeah.
So that's the standard against.
I've never seen you pole dancing, but I know you're up against
it. I think you will.
Robbie Lawler and Endemic Grattan, better known as Veda, thank you so much for coming in today. Have a wonderful Pride.
Thank
and happy
you.
Pride to everybody else. We'll be right back after these. 2FM.